Welcome once again to WYPR's ClearPass, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Hector De La Torre, you're back with us, and it's great to always have you and your insights, your expertise, as we navigate the sometimes complex issues regarding healthcare and the Affordable Care Act, but also broader issues having to do with health and well-being. Let's turn today to, if you will, to what you call the protections of the Affordable Care Act. Highlight the ones that you think are the most important.
Well, I think it's important to note that there were two big components to the Affordable Care Act. One is the one that's in the news all the time, which is the exchanges and all of that. But there were equally important protections in law that changed what health insurers could do for consumers. For example, the elimination of rescissions, which are retroactive cancellations of health insurance policies.
So in other words, on that one, health insurers, providers can't go back and say, look through your records and say, aha, you had something here that even though you've been paying your premiums, was in your medical records and consequently your health insurance is canceled.
Absolutely. They were able to do that in the past and now that is completely outlawed. If you're paying your premiums, they insure you, you're insured, period. The ability for people under 26 to be on their parents' health insurance policy, that is a major change for young people.
Good news for a lot of people there, yeah.
Yeah. And the important thing to note there is the young person, the person under 26, does not have to live in their parents' home. They can be outside of the home. They don't have to be a dependent. As long as they're under 26, they can be on their parents' policy.
Even if they're in another state?
Absolutely.
Okay.
As long as their insurance company allows that or provides coverage in that area. Another one is preventive care. That is all preventive services, things that would normally happen on an annual checkup, are free. They can't charge you a copay. It's not applied to the deductible, anything like that. If it's preventive care and there's a list of what those things are, the
full
care has to be free.
Okay. And then what about limits?
Well, in the past, you had some policies that had annual or lifetime limits. There would be a dollar amount that if you got very sick and needed a lot of treatment, you hit that threshold, the insurance would stop. Under the Affordable Care Act, that is no longer allowed. There are no annual or lifetime limits.
And then finally, on the those women expecting children.
Interestingly, on maternity services, if you had insurance through your employer, federal law mandated that you have coverage for it. All women would be covered, a fair treatment under law. But if you got the insurance on your own, you didn't have to have the maternity services, which are very expensive for the consumer. So under the Affordable Care Act, all policies in the United States have to have maternity services.
Well, that's good news for sure and an important protection. Hector, thanks so much. Very helpful and insightful, and we appreciate, again, as you navigate us through these complex issues. With that, I want to encourage our listeners to send in your comments, your questions to us at clearpath@wypr.org. I'm Greg Tucker for WYPR, your NPR news station.